Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, October 11th. The president and CEO of Hockey Canada is stepping aside, and the entire board has agreed to resign as well. An interim management committee has been put in place until a new CEO is appointed to lead the organization. This comes amid calls for change from public representatives, including numerous MPs, and a mass exodus of Hockey Canada sponsors after it was found the organization had a fund that was used to settle sexual assault claims against players. Home sales in Grey Bruce slumped last month to their lowest levels for September in 22 years. The Realtors Association of Grey Bruce Owen Sound says 190 homes sold. That's a sharp decline of 41% from the same month last year. The Realtors Association says the total dollar value of all home sales in September was down nearly 45% from the same month in 2021. Average home prices in Grey Bruce were just over $655,000, a year-over-year decline of 6%. It is, however, a slight increase of about 3.5% from August. There continues to be more supply on the regional housing market compared to recent years. Active listings at the end of September are more than 93% higher than last year. The 2022 municipal election voting period has begun in some Grey Bruce municipalities, while others are set to open later this week. Many are using online and telephone voting and have lengthy advance polling when voters can cast ballots ahead of Election Day on October 24th. Online voting has already started in Georgian Bluffs and Grey Highlands. This Friday, Owen Sound and Hanover will open voting. South Bruce Peninsula and all other Bruce County municipalities start their voting period next Monday. Canada's Defence Minister Anita Anand says 40 Canadian combat engineers are headed to Poland to help soldiers in that country train Ukrainian forces. She says that's in addition to existing Canadian training of new Ukrainian recruits in the UK and Canadian training of Ukrainians on the use of the howitzers we donated to Ukraine. Angela Lansbury has died at the age of 96. The 5-time Tony Award-winning actress is best known for her lead role as Jessica Fletcher in the TV show Murder, She Wrote. Lansbury died peacefully at her home in L.A. early this morning, less than a week before her 97th birthday. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 366 points to 18,216. The Dow Jones is up 36 points. Our dollar is trading at 72.51 U.S. cents, down 6/100ths of a cent. And the price of oil is $88.56, down $2.57 a barrel. In sports and Major League Baseball playoffs, in Game 1 of a best-of-5 National League Division Series, the Philadelphia Phillies beat the Atlanta Braves 7-6 this afternoon. Seattle and Houston are playing Game 1 of their American League Division Series. Tonight, Game 1s for Cleveland and the Yankees, as well as San Diego and L.A. In the National Hockey League, 2 games tonight. The Tampa Bay Lightning visit the New York Rangers, and the L.A. Kings host the Vegas Golden Knights. In tennis, Eugenie Bouchard retired early from her match in Romania today at the Transylvania Open due to a hip flexor issue. Meanwhile, Leyla Annie Fernandez is in action at San Diego today. And there are 5 games tonight in National Basketball Association preseason action. There's also plenty of Blue Water sports. The full Blue Water athletic schedule is posted daily on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.